Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Artificial intelligence is here and likely here to stay, but with it come concerns over regulation, national security, and beyond. Today on Faith Under Fire, we're continuing our talk with James Spencer, president of the D.L. Moody Institute. James, I want to delve into the economics of artificial intelligence. We're seeing potential for millions of workers to be replaced by AI, with the counterargument being that new jobs will be created for them. What are your thoughts on where we're headed here?
I think this is the way it's going. I think that AI is going to take a lot of the jobs. I think that AI probably will have major disruptions. I don't know exactly what'll happen, whether there'll be, you know, new jobs that people can be retrained for and all that kind of fun stuff. But I will say this. I think the major problem with AI is not jobs. I don't think it's misinformation. I don't think it's disinformation, any of those kind of things. I think what we're not doing is we're not really calculating what it is to be human. And so when we look at AI and we say, this thing learns and thinks like us, even that is an overstatement because there isn't a unified theory on how individuals learn or how people think. And even if it was the case that we could develop an AI system that was so sufficiently superior to us in processing information, it still doesn't make us any less human or it any more human. And so I think there's something here that we continue to miss. And I'll bring it back down to the work question. When we think about work, work as not just a task or vocation that we use to get money that we can use to buy or sell goods. When we think about work as a pleasure that God has given us, it just seems fallacious to me for us to adopt a platform that means we'll do less work. And I think we continually step toward this as we adopt new technology after new technology, is that we continually forget that these new technologies create efficiencies, but in the efficiencies, we're probably losing something as well.
Yeah, and as these developing technologies come our way, most, if not all of them, bring a considerable amount of ethical questions. Is your hunch that Christians should be at the cutting edge of technology so we can have a voice in the conversation and help forge the best path ahead, or do you think we should be holding back the reins a bit? Maybe there's a way we can do both?
I think there's probably a way that we can do both. I will say this, that either of those two sides, if you're thinking about it as a tug of war, right? You know, anytime you get used to pulling one way or the other, your tendency is always going to be to pull that one way or the other. It can be in a very entrenched system, in other words. But what I would say is that, yeah, I think it's good for Christians to be involved in the development of technology. I think it's even more important for biblically and theologically trained people to be in these conversations and really think through the theological implications of what it means to implement artificial intelligence or even to think about developing a new technology. This is where I think we keep sort of missing it, is that we're consistently looking for sort of an ethical or a moral way to apply these technological features, but we're not exactly thinking through the theological implications of them. And the ethical and the moral may overlap the theological in certain cases, but they certainly don't exhaust it. And so I think Christians, the way I usually sort of say is we're the only group in the world who can proclaim the gospel. And that proclamation really does permeate into every area of our lives, in addition or in particular into technology. I think there are certain ways that technology reframes the world for people that makes God less likely. And to the extent that that's true, we need to be formulating a different articulation of technology to really highlight who God is, the fact that he's active and present in the world, and that we need him more than we need the technology. And so, you know, that's where I kind of see Christians functioning, is in the, okay, great, the technology is interesting, it's neat, let's make sure we put it in its proper place, let's make sure we regulate it appropriately, but now let's turn our attention to the God who created the heavens and the earth.
That's James Spencer, author and president of the D.L. Moody Institute. And you've been listening to Faith Under Fire, where we tackle the issues facing Christians in American culture. I'm Abigail Hoffland, Family Life News.